1025.
Or Google Our Wisconsin. I'm sure you can find it that way, too.
OurWisconsinMag.com.
All right. Hey, we'll see you in when the next issue comes out. Mike Bino, editor of Our Wisconsin Magazine. I love talking to you. It makes me feel good. I feel like I'm not working when I'm talking to you. Because it's just,
it's work to listen to me, but it's not work to read the magazine.
No, it's fun hearing the excitement. And because I have lived 40 years in Wisconsin. I can't believe it's 40 years. And, you know, it's my state. It's my home now. And after 40 years, you'd think you have to consider it your home. And there's so much to see and do. I told you I'm taking a trip, a weekend trip with my brother and his wife. And my wife, we're going out through Wisconsin to the Great River Road. And it should be a lot of fun. I love doing that. Mike Bino, we'll talk to you in 2 months, my friend.
Thank you.
All right. Mike Bino from Our Wisconsin Magazine. Always good to talk to him. It's 8 o'clock on the noggin at WRJN. I'm Don Rosen with local news and timeless hits.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN. Seek Kenosha.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by T-Mobile.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. All eyes are on the Middle East, where there's a Gaza ceasefire on the table. But last night, Hamas said it would need several amendments in order to go along. A UN commission is accusing both sides of war crimes. Correspondent Cammy McCormick.
This is the UN's first in-depth investigation into the events of the war. The commission says Israel committed war crimes, crimes against humanity, and violated human rights laws. The report called Israel's actions a widespread or systemic attack directed against the civilian population in Gaza. Israel, in turn, accuses the UN commission of systemic anti-Israeli discrimination.
Hamas accused of using hostages as human shields. Here in the U.S., federal law enforcement officials say 8 people with suspected ties to ISIS are in custody after they crossed into the U.S. from Mexico. National security contributor Samantha Vinograd.
This is an example of the system working. New information about these individuals became available and arrests were made.
In L.A., New York, and Philly, Hunter Biden faces up to 25 years in prison when he's sentenced this fall for yesterday's felony gun conviction. Former Justice Department prosecutor Tom Dupree says it's not likely the president's son will receive the max.
It's possible that the judge would opt instead for probation and a fine. My sense is that she's probably likelier to go at the lower end of the sentencing range.
This is graduation day for survivors of the Sandy Hook school shootings in Connecticut. Emma Ahrens was one of 11 first graders in her classroom who survived when a gunman opened fire, killing 20 children and 6 educators.
Growing up with those memories of seeing your friends and teachers dying is not something anyone wants to live with, no matter what age.
She and the others ran when the shooter paused to reload. Now to Sarasota, Florida, where almost 4 inches of rain fell in a single hour. And there's more to come. Flood watches are in effect throughout the southern part of the state. CBS's Manuel Bojorquez is there.
Record-breaking rain swept through the streets of Sarasota into Tuesday night after storms dumped more than 6 inches of rain, the most the area has seen in a day in more than 8 decades.
Pouring down, raining, and everything was flooded,
leaving many cars stranded in the water.
And interest rate decisions on the way from the Fed today, as well as a report on consumer spending. Business analyst Jill Schlesinger.
Prices remain high. So when we talk about the inflation rate, the rate of increase of prices, it doesn't account for the fact that we are still seeing prices that are up by about 20% from where they were before the pandemic.
S&P futures up 6. This is CBS News.
Switch to T-Mobile and save with tons of benefits on every plan versus AT&T and Verizon. Use the savings calculator to find out how at T-Mobile.com/switch.
This report is brought to you by Freedom Fireworks. With 18 locations throughout southeastern Wisconsin, go to FreedomFireworksWI.com.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Wattles with a quick news update. The DNR is investigating the cause of an ATV crash that killed a 36-year-old Salem Lakes woman Saturday night in Kenosha County. Tourism in Racine and Kenosha counties generated a combined economic impact of nearly $1 billion last year. Racine County topped over $525 million. Kenosha County reached a record-breaking $434 million. The one Republican attempting to unseat Assembly Speaker Robin Voss in the August primary has dropped out of the race. An ozone-related air quality advisory is out for today for Racine and Kenosha counties. The National Weather Service labels it as unhealthy for sensitive groups. Yesterday marked the last day of school for Racine Unified students. Today is the final day for Kenosha kids. Six Kenosha Unified schools are closing due to a $15 million budget gap. Kenosha's North Side is hosting a parade today to celebrate the Bradford softball team's state title win. The route runs from the Fireside Restaurant to the school. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
It's that time of year again. The 4th of July is right around the corner, and Freedom Fireworks has everything your family needs for a safe and exciting holiday celebration. With 18 southeastern Wisconsin locations fully stocked up with everything from sparklers to artillery shells, thundersnaps to 500-gram aerials, Freedom Fireworks guarantees to bring smiles and cheers to every backyard celebration. For fireworks from all the top brands and specials that can't be beat, go to freedomfireworkswi.com for a location near you. Freedom Fireworks wishes you a safe and happy 4th of July.
The Packers defense is excited. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports from the Packers three-day minicamp here in Green Bay, where players like linebacker Quay Walker are talking about their new defense under coordinator Jeff Hafley.
It's a lot of stuff that I did in college, and I think it translates very well for a lot of us. I think, like, his attention to details and everything like that and how we are so far, but everything stands out about this defense because it's similar to what I've done before. Not only that, but a lot of guys as well, so I love it so far.
Matt LaFleur giving veteran defensive backs like Jair Alexander and Keyshawn Nixon time off. That meant more time for backup safety Zane Anderson, who had three interceptions in one day.
Yeah, once you get one and two, then it kind of starts, it's like a magnet. You know, you see a lot of guys do that, and so he threw it up there, and it was 2 minutes, so I picked it up and went down on the ground to seal the game, so it's good.
Baseball, the Brewers and Blue Jays wrapping up their series at American Family Field. We'll have a recap coming up. The Crew losing last night 3-0. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
WRJN Sports with Mike Clemens, sponsored by Pottawatomie Hotel Casino. Cash battles for a share of $200,000 in June. More info at paysbig.com.
With weather, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, look for sunny skies and highs in the mid-80s. Mostly cloudy tonight, slight chance of a thunderstorm late, lows around 69. Scattered showers and storms on your Thursday, otherwise mostly sunny and 86 degrees. For Friday, sunshine and a bit cooler, 75.
Currently, 69 degrees.
Had to look upon the lyrics to find out what they were saying in that song. Keep on dancing and a prancing. That's what there's. I didn't know what that word was, prancing. I had to look it up the lyrics one time, and now I hear it every time. It's same thing with the Beach Boys song, I Get Around. I'm a real cool head. making real good bread. Now I hear it every time, but it took me a while to figure that out. All right, we're not at this level of technology yet. A 38-year-old man in Illinois pulled over after a cop saw him sleeping behind the wheel of a Tesla on autopilot. He claimed he was tired, but he wasn't sleeping. I have seen videos of people driving on the freeway, and they're sleeping. They say they're not, but they're sleeping. All right, let's see here. Oh, yeah, this is a neat tool on the Merriam-Webster's Dictionary website. What words were born the same year you were born? So let's say you were born in 1988. These are the words that were born that year. Channel surfing, ebook, gangsta, gentleman's club, hyperlink, mosh pit, road rage, and unibrow. You can check it out on the Merriam-Webster website. Type in your year and you find out the words that were born. I didn't realize those words were just relatively new. Road rage, huh? 1988. What did we say before that? And unibrow. A gentleman's club. That only came around in 1988, huh? All right. It's 8:11 WRGN. I'm Don Rosen. Sunny today with a high near 80. Right now it's 70 and sunny right here at Radio Park.
West Racine, local news and timeless hits.
We'll be right back.
Peter Noon, Herman's Hermits. What a wonderful world. You know, Herman's Hermits, Peter Noon was in a Broadway musical once. I got to look up the name of the musical he was in. Yeah, I think he did it on Broadway. I know he did it in England, but I think he did it on Broadway as well. I got to check that out. It's local news and timeless hits at WRJN 99.9 FM and Racine 98.1 FM in Kenosha and the legendary 1400 AM, where you can hear that everywhere. Hey, thinking of going out in the wild this summer? You going to live out in the wild for a week or so? All right. The average person thinks they could survive 16 days in the wilderness. The not freezing part might be tough, though, because less than 1 in 5 Americans are confident they could start a fire if they only had flint. Now, without flint, it's probably closer to zero. Only 1 in 7 think they're able to tell which plants and berries are edible and which ones might kill them. That's dangerous. 2/3 of us don't even know what poison ivy looks like. What's it, 3 leaves or 4 leaves is poison ivy? I can't remember. I saw that on King of Queens when they were stuck out in the woods. 3 leaves, 4? I can't remember that. Yeah, I would never do well in the wilderness. I went camping once in the woods when I was in the 5th grade, and that was an adventure. It was good, but, you know, I wouldn't do it on a regular basis. You know, I'm surprised all these people that go on the TV show Survivor. Now, they know they're going to have to learn to start fire. They know that. Every episode, they got to learn to start fire. You can't believe how many people never practiced it before they got on the show Survivor. Some do, but most don't. Well, if I'm going on Survivor, I'm learning everything. I'm going to hire a wilderness expert because I don't want to die on the TV show. 8:17 at WRJN Sunshine today with a high near 80. Right now it's 70 and sunny here at Radio Park.
Summer's heating up, and so are the deals at Studebaker's in Racine. Fuel up and feast. When you purchase 10 gallons of gas, you'll receive a coupon for a free 2-topping pizza right next door at the Dish Restaurant. That's right. Fill up your tank. Check out the refreshing sips and snack sensations and grab your free 2-topping pizza coupon for the Dish. Offer valid while supplies last. See store for details. Swing by Studebaker's Fuel and Food at 31 in Spring, Racine's home of convenience, selection, service, and savings.
Welcome to Personal Touch by Julie, your trusted local experts in floral artistry and handcrafted arrangements for over 47 years. Enjoy the convenience of local area delivery, bringing beauty right to your doorstep, just in time for Mother's Day, prom, or graduation. But it's not just about the flowers. It's an experience that boasts unparalleled floral design stemmed from family traditions. Visit Personal Touch by Julie today at 5445 Spring Street in Mount Pleasant, where every petal tells the story of love and celebration.
At Hospice Alliance, they collaborate with their patients and their loved ones on goals seeking to add more life to days. The Hospice Alliance team helps people with life-limiting illnesses live each day with dignity, comfort, and hope. When seeking hospice care, ask for Hospice Alliance, the award-winning community-based nonprofit that gives back through education, services, and grief support. To learn more, visit hospicealliance.org. That's hospicealliance.org.
What's on tap? Brought to you by Miller Lite, the original light beer. Rooting for the Brew Crew, because we're from Milwaukee, too. Tastes like Miller time. Don't miss the first Brewers bobblehead giveaway of the season on Saturday, June 15th. As the Brewers take on the Reds, the first 30,000 ticketed fans through the gates get a Sal Frelick bobble, courtesy of Toyota. Get your seats at brewers.com/giveaways. Milwaukee Brewers Baseball and Miller Lite.
With T-Mobile, you can get tons of benefits and still save. Because nobody likes having to choose. It's like getting romance and sci-fi.
I love you. Also, I'm a robot.
At T-Mobile, you can get the benefits you want and still save on every plan versus AT&T and Verizon. See how with our savings calculator at T-Mobile.com/switch. Plus, switch and keep your phone. We'll pay it off up to $800.
Via virtual prepaid card in 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months. See T-Mobile.com.
Hey there. It's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute and a thought about whether fancy cookware is worth your hard-earned dollars. I love cooking, so I have done a lot of research to figure out what is worth my money. One thing I know, fancy nonstick is a no-go. Don't do it. Nonstick pans wear out after a year, maybe two. Once the surface of the pan gets all scrapey scratchy, you gotta throw it out and you gotta replace it. I replace mine roughly once a year. Here's another tip. Don't buy a set of pans. Buy the cookware you need one piece at a time as you need it. For most tasks in my house, cheap cast iron is the go-to. I like it from a yard sale, but if you gotta buy new at the store, you can do that too. And this leaves room to say, yeah, if you love to cook, a high-end all-clad or Le Creuset pot, that is the occasional treat that I think can be worth it. Although I would still wait for them to go on sale. For more everyday money tips, check out workmoney.org. This is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
WRJN refreshes hometown radio with our local news and timeless hits. We heard you when you asked for the oldies to come back, and we know how important local news and features are to you, too. So we're doing what you asked for. Brewers, Packers, Badgers, Bucks, and high school sports, along with a renewed commitment to local news and timeless hits.
WRJN.
Hey, if you're looking for thoughtful talk radio without the yelling, you can find the Civic Media Talk Shows on the air at 540 AM WAUK. Earl Ingram, Jane Natanair, Todd Alba, and Maggie Dunn discuss state and local issues. Check it out, all right?
Long distance information, give me Memphis, Tennessee. Help me find a party to try to get in touch with me. She could not leave a number, but I know who place to call. Golf uncle took the message and they wrote it on the wall. Help me, information, get in touch with my Marie. She's the only one who could call me if I'm Memphis, Tennessee. Her home is on the south side, high up on the ridge, just a half a mile from the Mississippi Bridge. She was waving me goodbye with her home drops on her cheek that trickled from her eye. But we were pulled apart because her mom did not agree and tore apart our happy home in Memphis, Tennessee. Help me, information, more than that I cannot add. Only that I miss her and all the fun we had. Marie is only 6 years old. Information, please. Try to put me through to her in Memphis, Tennessee.
Johnny Rivers, Memphis, 823 at WRJN Radio. Billy Joe Royal, let's follow up to Down in the Boondocks, Jerry Hill Park.
Mary Hill used to hang out in Cherry Hill Park. The game she played lasted all day to way after dark. All the girls, they criticized her, cause Mary Hill was such a thrill after dark in Cherry Hill Park. Mary Hill loved to ride on the merry-go-round. All the guys got eager eyes watching Mary go round. In the daytime, Mary Hill, such a thrill after dark in Cherry Hill Park. Oh, Mary Hill sure was fun down in Cherry Hill Park, playing games with everyone till way after dark.
Cherry Hill money said, come on, honey, and she said, okay.
just one of your many toys. You don't own me. Don't say I can't go with other boys. And don't tell me what to do. Don't tell me what to say. And please, when I go out with you, don't put me on display. 'Cause you don't own me. Don't try to change me in any way. You don't own me. I don't tell you what to say. I don't tell you what to do. So just let me be myself. That's all I ask of you. I'm young and I love to be young. I'm free and I love to be free. To live my life the way I want. To say
Gore. She also wrote a music with her brother, Michael Gore, who won an Academy Award, by the way. He wrote the theme song to Terms of Endearment. Michael Gore won an Oscar. Leslie Gore, no longer with us. Passed away, what, 2 years ago, 3 years ago? And I love all her music. She was in a couple of movies, Ski Party. You can imagine. Yeah, she was in Ski Party. She sang a song on the bus, Sunshine, Lollipops, and Rainbows, on the bus trip in Ski Party. Didn't have much of an acting part. But, you know, it was Leslie Gore, and it was in the 60s, and she was a hit artist. All right. Everybody wants to win the lottery, right? Before you want to win the lottery, think about this. The downside of winning the lottery is all the people come out of the woodwork to get a piece of it. A study found that, yes, that's usually what happens. The average lottery winner gains one extra friend for every $5,000 they win. So let's say you won $1 million. Your number of friends would increase by 200, and they all want to get their fingers on your money. There was an Oprah Winfrey show years and years ago. She brought all these million-dollar winners on. When the lotteries first started happening, people were winning $1 million, which was a lot. Every one of those people on the show she brought on regretted they won the money. It brought them nothing but heartache, debt, and bankruptcy because they overspent. $1 million after taxes isn't that much money. And these people bought bowling alleys. They went on trips. They bought gifts for everybody, bought houses. And they wound up in debt. Sorry. There was a Dateline episode where this guy won the multi-million dollar lottery. He was not a homeless guy, but kind of a hapless character. And this woman befriended him and then killed him for his money. His name was Shakespeare. His name was William Shakespeare. You got to look it up on Google. Find out the whole story on this guy. Dateline did a whole episode of this guy. It's 8:30 at WRJN. It's news time.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin is gearing up for what should be another expensive state Supreme Court race. Campaigns and outside groups spent $45 million last year, the costliest state Supreme Court race in American history. Conservative Brad Schimmel and liberal Susan Crawford are running next year. Wisconsin ranks number 11 in the nation for kids' well-being. That's according to the annual Annie E. Casey Foundation Kids Count Data Book. Wisconsin's child poverty rate is down, but Emily Miota of the group Kids Forward says disparities persist.
Wisconsin remains the worst state in the nation for Black children and families.
Black children in Wisconsin are 29 times more likely to live in high poverty areas, and they're not doing well on reading tests. Absenteeism is a problem, too. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. A missing person alert has been issued by Sturtevant Police. They're looking for a woman named Ann Statula who last spoke with her family June 1st. She may be in a blue Ford Mustang with Wisconsin plates starting with AMC. An image of the missing woman is on the Sturtevant social media pages. Yesterday was the last day for Racine Unified Kids. When students leave six Kenosha Unified Schools today, it'll be the end of those facilities. To close a $15 million budget gap, the district is closing six schools: Bain, Jefferson, McKinley, Stoker, Washington, and Vernon. The Washington Middle School operation is moving to the Bain building. Officials in Kenosha have been holding events welcoming alumni of schools that are closing. There are air quality concerns today. The DNR has issued an ozone advisory for Racine, Kenosha, Milwaukee, Ozaukee, and Sheboygan counties. The National Weather Service warns that weather patterns are favorable to ozone formation, resulting in an unhealthy for sensitive groups designation. People with respiratory conditions, children, and the elderly are advised to limit strenuous outdoor activities. Kenosha's North Side has a parade today. It's to celebrate the Bradford softball team's state title win. The route runs from the Fireside Restaurant to the school. St. Joe's in Kenosha plays for a baseball state title tomorrow. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
With weather, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, look for sunny skies and highs in the mid-80s. Mostly cloudy tonight, slight chance of a thunderstorm late, lows around 69. Scattered showers and storms on your Thursday, otherwise mostly sunny and 86 degrees. For Friday, sunshine and a bit cooler, 75.
Right now, 71 degrees.
WRJN. Long, long time ago, I can still remember how that music used to make me smile. And I knew if I had my chance that I could make those people dance, and maybe they'd be happy for a while. But February made me shiver with every paper I'd deliver. Bad news on the doorstep, I couldn't take one more step. I can't remember if I cried when I read about his widowed bride, but something touched me deep inside the day the music died. So bye-bye, Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. And them good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye, singing, this'll be the day that I die. This'll be the day that I die. Did you write? The day that I die. Now for 10 years we've been on our own, and moss grows fat on a rolling stone, but that's not how it used to be. When the jester sang for the king walking down. The jester stole his thorny crown. The courtroom was adjourned. That I died. Help the skelter in the summer swelter. The birds flew off with a fallout shell. 8 miles high and falling fast. It landed foul on the grass. The players tried for a forward pass with the jester on the sidelines. And I asked her for some happy news, but she just smiled and turned away. I went down to the sacred store where I'd heard the music years before, but the man there said the music wouldn't play. And in the streets the children screamed, the lovers cried and the poets dreamed, but not a word was spoken. The church bells all were broken, and the three men I admire most, the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost, they caught the last train for the coast the day the music died. And they were singing, bye bye, Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. And them good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye, singing, this'll be the day that I die. This'll be the day that I die. They were singing, bye bye, Miss American.
took our kids to this big mesh-covered place filled with butterflies. You know, as we're walking in, this worker goes, "I'll be happy to answer all your butterfly questions today." Okay. All of them? I was thinking, could there be a less stressful job than working in a butterfly pavilion? I mean, you know, what could possibly go awry, you know? So how was work, dear? Don't even get me started. I've had it up to here with those butterflies. I had this yellow one landing lightly on flowers. And this purple one fluttering around and around. Like, I don't know what he's up to. I can't take the politics.
Bless my soul, but what's wrong with me? I'm itching like a man on a fuzzy tree. My friends say I'm acting wild as a bug. I'm in love, I'm all shook up. Ooh, ooh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, my hands are shaky and my knees are weak. I can't seem to stand on my own two feet. Who do you think of when you have such luck? I'm in love, I'm all shook up. Ooh, ooh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, please don't ask me what's on my mind. I'm a little mixed up, but I feel fine. When I'm near the girl that I love best, my heart beats so it scares me to death when she touches my hand. Oh, what a chill I got. Her lips are like a volcano that's hot. I'm proud to say that she's my buttercup. I'm in love, I'm all shook up. Ooh, ooh, yeah, yeah, yeah. My tongue gets tied when I try to speak. My insides shake like a leaf on a tree. There's only one cure for this body of mine. That's to have that girl and her love so fine. She touched my head and what a chill I got. Her lips are like a volcano that's hot. I'm proud to say that she's my buttercup. I'm in love, I'm all shook up. Ooh, ooh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Ooh, ooh, yeah, yeah. I'm all shook up.
Hey, we're looking for a sunny day today with a high near 80. Chance of showers and thunder showers tonight. Low 69. Tomorrow, mostly sunny. Highs near 87. Right now, it's in the 70s, early 70s, 72 degrees at Radio Park. Oh, yeah. Back to the psychedelic days. I love it. Steppenwolf, Magic Carpet Ride at WRJN.
I like to dream. Yes, yes, right between the sound machine. On the cloud of sound, I drink in the night.
and timeless hits. Passing on to tell a friend at WRJN 99.9 FM in Racine, 98.1 FM in Kenosha, and the legendary historic AM frequency you can hear everywhere on the planet, 1400. Actually, you can hear the station everywhere on the planet. Just go to the streaming of Civic Media or go to the WRJN.com website. Anywhere in the world, you can hear. Why don't you take a trip around the world and say, gee, I'd love to take the trip, but I've got to hear WRJN every day. Well, now you can. So you can take that trip around the world. What would you do in this situation? A 9-year-old kid in Indiana found an envelope filled with $5,000 under the floor mat of the family SUV that they bought. He and his dad got back to the previous owners. It turns out they lost it on a road trip in 2019, had no idea where it was. They ended up letting the kid keep $1,000 as a thank you. Would you have given back the $5,000 or just kept it? I have a feeling a lot of people say, oh, I would have given it back. No, you wouldn't. A lot of people say they would. Speaking about money, about $3,200 worth of change is thrown into the Trevi Fountain in Rome, Italy, every single day. That's $1.2 million a year. You know what I feel like doing? Opening up a fountain somewhere and throw coins in for good luck and see what happens.
Lee's Deli has been serving up Racine's favorite sandwiches for over 50 years. Why settle for ordinary when you can have extraordinary? From a classic turkey and cheese to the signature Godfather sub, Lee's Deli gives your lunch, dinner, or special occasion the premium fresh ingredients that make your mouth sing with every bite. Lee's Deli provides an experience that leaves you not just full, but fully satisfied. Visit them on Washington Avenue or the new leesdeliracine.com for pickup and delivery options 7 days a week.
Enhance the life of your loved one this summer with Easy Mobility Solutions in Racine. Give them a gift of a new Pride Mobility Scooter, Go-Go, Jazzy Carbon, or Viva Lift Power Lift Chair. Designed for ultimate comfort and convenience, test drive a Pride and never pay MSRP. Lightweight, durable, portable, and affordable, Pride Mobility and the team at Easy Mobility Solutions, dedicated to helping you regain your freedom. Visit their showroom across the street from the old Kmart on Douglas Avenue.
Get ready to go all in for cash battles at Pottawatomie. This June, go head-to-head with your fellow club members for a chance at your share of $200,000 in cash. Play with your club card for entries. Hourly drawings on June 6th and 20th from 4 to 8 p.m. Each drawing, two winners split $20,000. Cash battles at Pottawatomie Casino Hotel Milwaukee. It's the biggest cash bash of the summer. More info at paysbig.com. Must be 21 and a club member to play.
Do you have a loved one in a nursing home? California mega millionaire Eric Hovde has some bad news for you. He doesn't think they have long to live. It's true. In a recent interview, Hovde said, if you're in a nursing home, you only have a 5-6 month life expectancy. Almost nobody in a nursing home is at a point to vote. That's shocking. But it gets worse. One of Hovde's companies is named a co-defendant in a wrongful death suit from an incident at a California senior living facility. He even referred to himself as an expert in the nursing home business. Yikes, that doesn't sound like the kind of expert we need. Call Eric Hovde at his California office, 714-730-4444. Tell him that Wisconsin seniors deserve to vote and get the care they deserve. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
Thousands of rural hospitals could get a cybersecurity boost from a new Microsoft program designed to help protect these community resources from ransomware attacks that disrupt patient care. Microsoft Corporate Vice President Justin Spellhog says rural communities are at risk.
Cyber criminals are targeting vulnerable hospitals that serve 60 million rural Americans. Our new cybersecurity program is designed to help protect these critical services.
The program provides free and low-cost technology security assessments and training to eligible hospitals across the U.S.
Hey, it's 8:54 WRJN. We've got local news and timeless hits around the clock for you. Keep it right here. Pass it on to tell a friend. The Youngbloods, get together.
Love is but a song we sing, fears we will die. You can make the mountains ring, or make the angels cry. Though the bird is on the wing, and you may not know why. yet returns for us at last. We are but a moment's sunlight fading in the grass. Come on, people now, smile on your brother, everybody get together.
Of peace and love when people wanted to get together and love one another. Now we just argue with one another. We don't. The peace and love days are gone. Lucky this guy ran out of gas. A man in Kentucky coasted to the closest gas station because he was running on fumes. He filled up his car when he went to go pay for the gas. He bought a lottery ticket, won $1 million. Never happens to me. I coast to the gas station. They have a sign saying closed or they're out of gas or something like that. I'm Don Rosen. I'll catch you tomorrow morning, 6 a.m. bright and early. Cindy Huber's up next, and she has got the latest keyword for you in our Scotty Summer Sweepstakes. Stay where you are.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN for Kenosha.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. We begin in Doha, Qatar, where Secretary of State Antony Blinken has just responded to Hamas' latest call for amendments to a ceasefire deal with Israel.
Hamas has proposed numerous changes to the proposal that was on the table. We discussed those changes last night with Egyptian colleagues